It's been barely 2 months since the enthusiasm for a motocross track resulted in a group coming together, but it already has a name and status as a registered society. It was a group of people always talking to me about wanting a real facility to ride on, explained Gage Stanier, who had a key role in the newly formed Houston Motocross Association. Having a name and registered status now provides the foundation for an application to the provincial government for Crown land on which to establish itself. Being able to now apply for grants is a bonus, said Stanier. This is to create a facility for anyone to have a safe and secure place to ride, he continued. The association has identified a piece of provincial Crown land within the Peacock Fire Guard it believes is suitable and is now crafting an application. Before we submit the application, there are some more steps to make our chances of approval greater, said Stanier. Aside from tracks, the association has also sketched out the kind of facilities it wants to put into place for a full-service experience. We will need to build stands, an announcer tower, outhouses, camping spots, a smaller junior track, a cistern for water supply to our sprinklers, and if it permits, a shelter for everyone to sit under and use as a lunch, rest spot, Stanier indicated. We want to be able to include every walk of life in a safe manner. There are now approximately 20 people as riders in the association, with Stanier saying more people are coming forward as the word spreads. The age spread for riders ranges from 2 years old to 70 years of age. One measurement of enthusiasm rests with a first bottle drive in June, resulting in approximately $3,500 worth of recyclables being collected. And since then we have another pile that seems to be almost equivalent to the first load, added Stanier. Since we have announced the coming of a track, a safe place for riders to go, and a facility that will bring the community together, we noticed a lot of the town have super positive feedback. It was a surprising amount that none of us in the association expected, which is the best kind of news when starting something new in town, he said. Stanier also expressed his thanks to the community for the response the association is receiving. Having a facility like this will bring the community together, supply a safe place for all ages to ride, learn, grow, laugh and experience new things. It means the world to me and the rest of the association, and we're so excited for all the upcoming things we have planned for the facility and the town, he said.